Good evening. Merry Christmas. All right, so I had to wait for Karen to get a microphone, but we're good now. So y'all ready?
Follow the star to a place unexpected. Would you believe after all we project? A child in a manger, lowly and small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. That's who we've waited for. How many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? How many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? Bringing our gifts for the newborn Savior, all that we have with the cross the old me, because we believe. Gold for his honor and frankincense for his pleasure, and before the cross he'll suffer. Do you believe? Is this who we've waited for? How many kings stepped down from their thrones? Have become the least for me. How many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? Down from their thrones, how many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? How many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? Only one.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand. Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. Oh, Mary, did you know?
I've heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just wanna sing this song to you. It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. With every breath I'm singing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A couple came to Bethlehem expecting child. They searched the inn to find a place, for you were coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angels said, you'll find him in a manger bed. Emmanuel and Savior, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A star shone bright up in the east, to Bethlehem the wise men three came many miles and journeyed long for you. And to the place at which you were, the frankincense and gold and myrrh they gave to you and cried out, hallelujah. This baby boy would grow to be a man and one day die for me and you. My sins would drive the nails in you. That rugged cross was my cross too. Still every breath you drew was hallelujah. Are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love and and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory evermore proclaim. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night divine.
Father, we just thank you for this night that you've allowed us to come together and to worship you and remember what this season is for. God, I'm sure some of us got to see family today. Some of us received gifts. And we thank you for all of that, but we thank you for tonight's reminder that we are here because you stooped. You came to earth in the form of a baby in humility to live here for 33 years and suffer as we suffer, be tempted as we are tempted, and yet to choose right and defeat death on our behalf so that we could have eternity with you. And so, Father, I pray tonight as Chris brings us the Christmas story that it wouldn't just be just another tradition that we hold, but that we would pay attention, that we would be reminded of this gift that you gave to us all those years ago and what it means. Father, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for coming here and becoming one of us so that we could be with you for eternity. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. I want to welcome each of you this evening, and I want to thank you for being here and joining us for this Christmas Eve service. I want to take a few minutes, and I want to read the Christmas story to you, and I'm going to start in the Gospel of John. And so listen as one of Jesus' disciples writes and anticipates the birth of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Beginning in John chapter 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning, the Word, speaking of Jesus, already existed. The Word was with God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came to the very world he created, but the world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. John testified about him when he shouted to the crowds, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'Someone is coming after me who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before me.' And from his abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the unique one who is himself," speaking of Jesus Christ here, "but the unique one who is himself God is near to the Father's heart, and he has revealed God to us." John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Now I'm going to read the rest of the birth of Christ from Matthew, Luke, and John. The Bible says, "In those days God sent the angel Gabriel to a young woman named Mary, who was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, 'Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you.'" Confused. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and his kingdom will never..." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." And the angel replied, "Nothing is impossible with God." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant." And as you know from our study in Luke, the actual literal translation is, "I am the Lord's bond slave," one who completely releases control of their life to whoever their Lord was. That's what the word bond slave means. So Mary responds and says, "I am the Lord's bond slave. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. Before Mary and Joseph were married, Mary became pregnant just as the angel Gabriel had promised. And Joseph was upset and confused by the news of Mary's pregnancy. That night an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her is from the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke up, he did just as the angel had commanded him and took Mary to be his wife. Sometime later, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, King David's hometown, to complete the census. Traveling from his home in Nazareth, Joseph took Mary with him to Bethlehem, and while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to a son and named him Jesus. And they wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them in the inn. Meanwhile, that very night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. "Do not be afraid," the angel said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior has been born today in Bethlehem, and you will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth lying in a manger." And suddenly the angel was joined by the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see the Savior, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph with the baby lying in the manger. And the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God because everything they had heard and seen had happened just as the angel said it would. Sometime later, wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." The star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem, and it stopped over the place where the child was. And filled with joy, they entered the house, and they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank you for this amazing privilege we have to get together as children of God who have believed in Jesus and received him as Lord and Savior of our lives, to come together to worship you for this amazing sacrifice, this amazing gift of love during this special time of Christmas. And so we want to thank you for that this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to say to you something this morning before we sing Silent Night. You may be here today, this evening, and you may be ready this Christmas to accept the good news of Jesus Christ. And maybe you would like to believe in Jesus Christ for the first time as your Lord and Savior. Your Lord and Savior that saves you from all your sins, past, present, and future. The Savior that makes you a child of God and gives you eternal life. And maybe this Christmas you would like to receive Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. I want to take a moment and lead you in a prayer. So I'm going to ask every one of you, if you would, just to bow your heads and close your eyes for a moment. And if that's where you're at this evening, then I'm going to ask you just to repeat a prayer somewhat like this in your own heart. And these are not magic words. Please understand, the only thing that matters is that you mean it in your heart. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are God's Savior and that you are God's Son. I believe that you are God's Word and you are God with us. And this Christmas, I want to ask you to be my personal Lord and Savior. I want to ask you to forgive all of my sins, past, present, and future, and make me a child of God and give me eternal life. And I realize that nothing is impossible for God. And so I'm praying this evening, just like Mary did, that I would be your bond slave, that I would voluntarily give up all ownership rights of my life and turn them over to you. And may everything you have planned for me in my life come true. And thank you for saving me this Christmas day. In Jesus' name, amen.
So tender and mild.
heavenly host sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
First verse again.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Again, for being with us, and I want you to know that I love you. Andrea and I want you to know how much we love you and how thankful we are for you and how we treasure you guys. You guys are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and you're our family. So we wish you today the very merriest Christmas you can possibly have as you go out of here and you celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with your family. Let's pray and we'll be dismissed. We thank you for this time, this precious time that we have had together to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And what a great day tomorrow is. And we just thank you and praise you for that. And we thank you for the salvation that we have. We thank you how we have been reborn into your family. Because of what Jesus has done, and we thank you that we have eternal life in a perfect place called heaven because of what Jesus has done for us. And Lord, may we share the good news of Jesus Christ with everyone we can this Christmas. And it's in his precious and holy and powerful name that we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.